The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shalom daf yudal, the Mishnah Named Beis, and Halacha Beis, Ein poichasin meshiva hamarkulin ushloshe gizborin, there is no official sorora, means any official position which carries with it a certain amount of power to make decisions that are binding on the tzibur. This type of power, be it what it may, cannot be vested in one person. There's no such thing as a sole dictatorship over, except for a melech, over Yidden in any communal structure. Chutz mi ben achiyah, the Beis Hamikdash was ben achiyah shal chol mi'ayim ve'lozer shal peroiches, sho'isim kiblu rov ha'tzibur aleihen. Kiblu rov ha'tzibur aleihen. The Rash Cirilio explains that means that they were moichel al kvoidom. The din of not having one is an inyan of kovod ha'tzibur, that there shouldn't be one person who's able to be machlit, decide things as a yochid for the tzibur. Therefore, there always has to be a communal structure. In any decision-making, there always has to be more than one person involved. And that's only mifnei kovod ha'tzibur, but it's not a function of that he's not believed to make honest decisions. Could be that even one person, if he's trusted, would be able to make honest decisions. Kovod ha'tzibur is to have two people, and therefore, if they're moichel al kvoidam, they could have a sorora of even one. The Gemara Bava Basa Daf Ches talks about this idea. The Gemara says this point that ein oisin sroro salat tzibur pachas mishnayim, but the Gemara says ein oisin sroro, but himune mehinne. One person would be neman. The Gemara brings a raya from the fact that Rebbe was memana two brothers al kupa shel tzedaka. The Mefarshim explained that whenever two edim, let's say two brothers come to say edus, the exeris hakosav is that two brothers are bedeya echod. So it's ki'ilu, as if, even though two people were there by the loan, or by the ma'isa hezek, or by the ma'isa avera, they're not two edim, they're one ed, because two brothers are ki'ilu, they only add up to one edus. In that case, then as far as believing two brothers, you only believe them when they say they gave the money out fairly and equitably, l'chayr, it's only de'a echor. How could you believe them? You don't have two. So it would seem clear that the reason why ein oisin sororo has nothing to do with a lack of belief in them. Not that you need to aid them to verify where all the money went, and so on and so forth, but it's just an Indian of kavod ha'tzibur. Azoi shteitin levush in Yerideya, in Hilch Tzedakah, Reish Nivav, Siv Gimel, where there's the din over there, the communal tzedakahs, where gefirt were run, not by one person with sole power to make decisions, but it has to be two. The reason for that is not because of a lack of nemonus, the reason for that is because of kavod ha'tzibur, and therefore, two brothers would be enough. Midei David is another din in this structure, that's discussed over there in the Bava Basra, it's an important din in the Halacha. Kupa shel tzedakah nigves b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shloisha. Nigves b'shnayim means that the process of collecting the tzedakah is two. Again, that's a position of power. Any position of power over the tzibur is always b'shnayim. But the decision-making process of how to divide the money, prioritizing how to give out, how much to give out, so on and so forth, that has to be done by three. The Rif and the Rosh say, in the Gemara over there in Bava Basra, the reason for that is because whenever there's a decision to be made, you need a decision. It's like a bezin. You're passing dine mominis, so it's not mamish dine mominis because it's not two people coming in for a din teru, but they have the responsibility to decide dine mominis. Dine mominis is b'shloisha. It's like a bezin. So you need three. Why is the gvir not the three? Because even though it's sorora, it's a position of power to collect the money, but it's not a big decision-making process. However, stands to reason that any collection process which also carries with it a certain responsibility of weighing pros, cons between different people and deciding would also be mechayev a committee of three. What would that be? A tuition committee. The classic example would be a tuition committee in a school, in a Beis Yaakov, in a yeshiva, where the committee has to decide how much tuition to charge each parent. To a moistis, it's not a privately run institution, I mean, it could be a privately run institution, but insofar that we treat a yeshiva, moist of the money of a yeshiva, and the money that's collected for schar limud as hegdish, and l'chayro, since the money that's given as donations is given l'shem mitzvah, l'shem tzedakah, that renders the moysid that was given l'shem tzedakah, it renders that moysid, even if it's run privately, theoretically, a person could is allowed to earn a fair salary if he's running a moysid, but to treat the moysid as one's private property is certainly irresponsible, even if he's the one who runs the place, and he's the one who put it up with his two hands, but l'maisa, there's a certain amount of tzedakah money, Mamon Hekdesh is involved. The decision of how to equitably share the weight of the moysid, to share the oil of carrying the moysid financially, and how which parents have to pay more, which parents have to pay less, who gets anocha, who has to pay now, who could pay in 3 years worth of head checks, and so on. That type of decision-making process is similar to a bezin, similar to the idea of the kupa seir or any local tzedakah sitting down to figure out how much to give out to each needy family. If that's similar to the decision-making process of a bezin, you will need three on the tuition committee. L'chor, that's the halach and hilchos tzedakah. Why is collecting the tzedakah called a sorora? The Gemara says because memashkenin al tzedakah. Memashkenin al tzedakah is a concept that we find that they used to levy a tzedakah tax on every person in the community, and if a person didn't pay, then they would force the person to pay the tzedakah by impounding some of the person's possessions. Mashkin al tzedakah. They take a mashkin on a chiyuv tzedakah. Says the Beis Yosef, we just quoted in Reish involving Yerideya, that ha'id no'ein memashkinin v'sagi b'chad. Today, that we're not memashkin, what happens if somebody doesn't want to give tzedakah money? There's not much we could do to him. We're not memashkin al tzedakah b'zman hazeh. We don't have the power, we don't have the moral authority to be memashkin al tzedakah. The halacha is that goyvin tzedakah is afilu b'echad. So it's not a position of power. However, in the Hagois of Reb Shleim Eger, b'shem Chuvas Oyel Yaakov, is a more obscure Chuvas Sefer, he says something which L'chor doesn't agree to this. He says that the same way we're not memana echod to a position of power, there's no position of power that one person could have, like we're saying, in Oysin Sroa la Tziba Ela B'shtayim, there's also halacha that a position of power over the Tzibur has to be somebody that's Jewishly born. A ger, even though he has all halachic rights of a yid, but it's every Sroa is his position of power. Chazal compared to a certain extent to a melech. A melech's position is a position of power. So impossible like a melech. He has the power to make decisions for the Yidden. Any position which gives a person a certain amount of power over others, it has something bedeimed to melech. And the Rishonim explained that since it says Miker v'achecho, a ger is not roi l'malchus, a ger is not roi to a position of soror either. The person who levies the amount of stock in a community that has to be paid by each family, or how much each family has to pay for the building fund of the new mikveh, and so on, should not be a ger. Not because we have anything against gerim, but it's exactly hakosim mikerev achecha like malchus. There's another interesting, as an aside, there's a very interesting, which is more negel halacha, theme on this. Since we look at every position of power as having something to do with malchus, the Rishonim already say that any position of power, if when a person passes away, that position, it doesn't make a difference if it's the Mashgiach HaKashrus, or the person who supervises the mikveh, or the Rav, or the person who checks the Eid. Every position of authority in a community, which has some type of Tzad Malkus, if a person dies, the position is held for his son. Again, if the son is not Roy, it's like appointing a reshiva as a son, and the son can't say Shia, obviously he can't become the reshiva. But if the son is Roy, even though there are others maybe that are more Roy, or the others that are just as Roy, you're not allowed to give the position to others before offering it to the son. And this is a halacha that has major ramifications. A rabbonus that opens up a shul, a position of running a moisid, running a tzedakah organization, all these things, the Chiyuv la'alocha is to hold the position for the son if the son is royal akach. separate halachas. If the son is too young, he needs experience, what do you do then? We're not going to go past just saying that it's the same idea, this Soror Midin Melech, as this Din of Ger. In any case, Rav Shlomo Eger, B'Shem the Tshuva Zohar Yaakov, says that on a Kupas Tzedakah B'Zman HaZeh, you can't appoint on Gvias Tzedakah Ger. It would seem that he holds that it is a position of Soror. It's interesting, because the Beis Yosef seems to be saying that way. Beis Yosef says, Ho'id No'ein V'mashkin Sagi B'chad. So that's a point that has to be thought about. Here's another point that's worth mentioning. When a Gabbai Tzedakah has an official position of a Gizbar, we give him a status of Gabbai Tzedakah, the Gemara says, in Bava Kamma, in Ksuvus, and other places, that Yad Yodei Kiyad Ho'aniyim. That means when a person collects money, when money gets to a Gabbai Tzedakah, and that Gabbai Tzedakah has the power to be an official representative of the Aniyim, as soon as he gets the money, he's Zoich on behalf of the Aniyim. Whereas, if he's just facilitating people giving money, it's just somebody, picture a 10-year-old kid collecting with a pushman in shul. He's certainly not coining the money. He doesn't have a koyach hakinyan. He's not a shliach. He can't be a gizbar. He's only 10. Can't be a gizbar or a representative of the tzedakah. So the pshat is that the money still belongs to the person who gave it until the money goes over to the tzedakah, until it goes to the gavit tzedakah. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is a far-ranging discussion in mishana mitzdaka letzdaka. If somebody gives money for a tzedakah, and then he decides that there's a cause that would he can't change his mind because he made a nedel letzdaka, but could he be mekayim his nedel letzdaka? He decided to give to tzedaka A, yeshiva A, kollel A, so on. Then he decides that kollel B, tzedakah B, organization B, is a better cause. It's a better use of his money. Can he change the money that was already given or the pledge that was already made to give mishanim mitzdaka letzdaka? This is a discussion back and forth. The Ktzois holds that's machlokes rishonim. Others agree to the Ktzois. The hachrov, the machne Ephraim, which is passed also in the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat from the recently nifter of Yaakov Bloy, Hagoyin HaGadol of Yaakov Bloy, who was one of the leading authorities in Yerushalayim on Dinei Momonos, he paskins like the Achro, the Machne Ephraim. The Machne Ephraim says that it makes a difference. This is all based on Rishonim. Now is not the place to be Meirich in it. But the Machne Ephraim's Achro is that if money was given over to a specific tzedakah, it means that a pledge can be changed, can be switched over. Somebody pledged money to an organization, if he decides then, based on a careful analysis, a situation that the money could be used better in a different moisit, he's allowed to switch. But if he already was miyached money, that money, if it's given over to somebody who represents the tzedakah, would be called a kinyan, and then it would not be allowed to be nishtana mitzdaka letzdaka. The nafkamina, what we're discussing in Gizbar Pachsmi Mishnayim, is if one person is a self-appointed Gizbar, if he's not roy to be a Gizbar by himself, then he does not have a koyach of Yad Aniyim. The money did not go into the Rishus of Aniyim, and therefore it could still be switched to a different tzedakah. So this would have a big nafkamina. If somebody would be a Gizbar Yochid Letzdakah, that the money is not nicknames. If he's an official representative, maybe it's considered that really the stock has been going, but he's just doing the going around from place to place. He's not the mashulach who comes collecting is not making any decisions on how to collect. So that you don't need two people. But the difference in the position itself is whose hand has a shame of a kinyan for the aniyim, that thereafter the money would not be allowed to be switched, diverted for another project, for another tzedakah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.